League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us this morning. As we head into another big weekend, I was just watching Tom Brady talk about his top five teams in the NFL. He still had the Texans at number five. A lot of places don't.
Because he knows you don't freak out after one game. You guys are all freaking out after one game. I'm like, everything's going to be fine. John went so far, if you want to go to X, you can watch the show on X. You can watch it on YouTube. You can see it on Twitch if you're a really mean gamer who streams and is a content provider that uses a lot of times racist language, because it seems like that's what streamers from Kick and Twitch do.
Mm-hmm. Well, your point is now what?
They can watch and see that you're decked out in Jacksonville Jaguar gear. Del, I'm lying, I'm dying. Is John Granato totally dressed out on the Friday before game day in a Jacksonville hat and a Jacksonville shirt?
Not a Jacksonville hat. It's a All-Tex pipe and supply since 1973.
I think it depends
on. And it's a Whistling Straits shirt.
It depends on how you see color, because I feel like
I don't see color personally.
Well, clearly you do.
Yeah.
I think he's a big Andy Dalton fan, and he's repping for the Panthers. That's what.
Don't give him an out.
That's the colors I see.
That you see Panthers?
I see Panthers.
I am
colors.
A big Andy Dalton. Katie Rocket.
First of all, that's not
Katie Rifle.
Panthers are more silver.
The red.
Don't
Rocket.
Give him an
what
out. This is a pure
what
Jacksonville Jaguar color.
Not the
he's
red
the red rifle.
Rifle. Yeah.
Red rifle.
Not is the it red rocket or red rifle.
It's rifle.
Red Rocket.
Red Rocket's a joke from South Park. That
he's the Red Rocket.
He's the Red Rifle.
No. The Red Rocket
Remember
is what
I've got a joke that I'm going to tell Dell. It's not a joke. Something happened, and I'm going to tell Dell, but I'm not going to tell you.
Why does he want to keep
I've made
it
an
from
executive
you?
Decision that John shouldn't know this.
Okay, but no, John is dressed like a giant Panthers fan.
I'm a Panther fan.
No, he's not. That's Jaguars.
That's not the Jaguars' color.
That's not the you don't know nothing about the Jags and the Panthers.
God, I'll bring this
okay.
up right now.
When the Panthers wear their alternate blue, that's
actually,
what it looks
Miami.
Like.
I'm repping.
Miami Marlins?
No. Well,
that's what it looks like more
than
anything
else. It
does
look like the Marlins.
Yeah.
I am repping the Marlins because I wanted to see the Twins lose
are
to them. And oh, by the way, they did.
Those are not Jaguar colors. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
That is a Panthers color.
That's not the same.
It's not the same.
You're colorblind.
Go look up the Panthers in teal, whatever they call their color,
yeah.
in blue.
That's teal.
Go look up the Panthers color in blue.
Yeah,
that's,
see, you don't know
you
nothing.
You don't know nothing about nothing.
I want to talk.
Oh, my God. The dark blue is the same as your hat brill. Look at this. Look at the trim. It's the same as the color of your trim of your hat. Oh. You're jaguared up.
I know. Well, it's to motivate the team to go kick the Jaguars' ass. That's what it is. Because I was on them this week, and you know what? Deservedly so. 34-7, embarrassed themselves.
I'm doing my.
No else did. Brandon Aubrey missing a field goal late, jerk. Okay,
yeah, I like that.
You did. You liked it.
I don't care.
You didn't care.
I just like that you had a fight
no,
with a guy.
Well, did you hear Al Michaels? Al Michaels is going now. Some people really want to see him kick this, and then others don't.
You know, somebody said that at the end of the Fever game against the announcer. This is the most hardcore gambling reference I've ever seen. It's the end of the Fever versus Suns
yeah.
the other day
no,
at WNBA game. Is it Sun?
Sun.
Okay. And
Look, meet the teams.
Yeah, I guess there's only a singular son.
Yeah, right.
And so it was the last play of the game. Like, the game was basically over, and this girl, this one girl for the Fever, drove to the basket, got fouled, like, at the buzzer, got fouled and got an and one. He goes, boy, a lot of people, I guarantee you there were some people wishing that they would have defended better there. And I'm like, that is clearly a gambling reference.
Clearly.
This game was over. Like, I don't know if that's for, you know, the point. This is clearly the point spread. Something happened. And then I immediately felt bad for the people who had, you know, the people who had the son laying the points, because they had a dirty 3 points against them at the end. But Aubrey misses. No way. Did the Cowboys cover last night?
The Cowboys did not.
Couldn't have been. They had to be a bigger favorite.
Half? Yeah, I think they were five. I think it was. Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah, I think they were 5.5 last night.
Not impressive.
No. No. Well, the Giants, they couldn't finish anything, and they had kicked 5 field goals. But
no, but they moved the ball better than the Cowboys.
It was a big improvement for Dallas defensively. A big improvement for Dallas. Although they had the ball most of the game. The Giants had the ball most of the game. At least they stiffened up in this one, as opposed to the last two games, in which they just sucked all the way around. And at the end, Micah Parsons got hurt, and so did Malik Nabers.
Yep.
Both of them left the game. So we'll see. We'll see what that means.
Well, Malik Nabers is a concussion.
Yeah.
So that's going to do, because Malik Nabers just made a big run at Rookie of the Year yesterday with
11 catches. Boy, are they in trouble with Guyton at left tackle, though.
Ooh.
Man, Thibodeau used him all
night. Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau had a good game yesterday.
He looks good.
I think Guyton's going to be okay. Because Guyton recovered, he just has to learn how to recover without using his hands to hold. And he just drags people to the ground. I actually thought one of them was pretty slick. They should have got away with it.
Yeah, no, he should have gotten away.
We kind of laid when he pushed him down and laid down. I was like, I don't think that's a...
I didn't think that was a hold.
I think that was a pretty good one. The second one was. But, yeah, Guyton's got a lot to learn from
the
Cowboys.
If the guy goes to the ground, they're going to call holding on you. And you know what? They flop a lot, the defensive ends. They'll flop a lot and get that call. And it was a bad call. Guyton shouldn't have got called on it. But Thibodeau looks good. Thibodeau looks really good. The Giants aren't a bad football team. They're not a bad football team. Danny Dimes played pretty well.
Still, his passing's just not consistent, though. Well, he was all right.
At least he knew to find Malik Nabers most of the night.
He's good enough to get you... If everything's right, 7 wins, you know. You see, what do you think of Daboll? The new slim down Daboll, it's hard to even recognize him on the sideline. Did you notice him on the sideline? Daboll's lost 60 pounds.
Has it been 60? Is it 60?
It's 50 to 60, and he now dyes his beard a dark color.
I'm going to do that.
So he looks like, what's that guy from The Boys, the really tough one?
I don't know. Del, I stopped watching it.
The one who's got the cancer, I stopped watching it this year. Butcher? It's too over the top. What's his name?
Billy Butcher.
Yeah. He's basically, Dayball's the Butcher now on the sideline. And that's what Giants fans would call him, too. They'd say, that guy is the Butcher of this team.
Agree or disagree? Tom Brady had the Seahawks as the fourth best team in the league. And then he had the Vikings as third.
And Tom's going by how they're playing.
The Chiefs and Bills.
And Tom's going how they're playing.
Yeah.
He's doing a legitimate.
Well, not really. He said, despite how the Texans played, I'm going to keep them up there because I know they're a really good football team.
Well, that's true, because it's not like they've covered even.
I mean, no offense to the great Tom Brady, but if we're talking about who they played, Seahawks played Bo Nix in his first start. Mm-hmm. They played the Patriots and Jacoby Brissett. And then they played Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle.
Oh, God. And you know what? They just scraped by against New England. New England had a missed field goal. They had a tipped field goal, or New England would have beaten them.
Look at all the teams the Texans played last year, and they were the toast of the town. And look at all the quarterbacks they played. All crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be faced with that reality.
Well, that reality, that is real.
Because this is, this truly is, I mentioned it yesterday, and the more I thought about it, this is a little scary. Because if you lose this game to Jacksonville at home, now you're in a situation where you're going to have to go win games you're not supposed to win. And how good is this team really? Like, I think they're good enough to win. I think they're going to win the division. But maybe all this AFC championship game talk, you know, I mean, if the Astros teach us anything, it's relax, be patient or whatever. But 162 is different than 17. And four games, the Texans were a different team at the end of the year than they were at the beginning. But I just don't know. Something's missing. You're not going to have it all. I mean, I think the secondary needs to be better. I think the run defense up the middle needs to be better. But if this offensive line is not better than what we saw against the Vikings, I'll be concerned a little bit.
So after this, Buffalo comes to town. So you're facing a really good quarterback. But then you're at New England, not a good quarterback. At Green Bay, we'll see who's
back.
Quarterbacking.
Love's probably back this week.
Yeah, but yeah. We'll see. And we'll see how good Malik did a nice job.
He did, but Jordan Love will be back.
Yeah, right. And then you face Indianapolis again, Anthony Richardson, not a good quarterback. So you're basically, and then it's a gauntlet. The Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Will Levis. I mean, how are you going to get past that?
Mayo man.
Trevor Lawrence, Skylar Thompson.
I just heard you say. Wait, who was it before Trevor? No, before
Will Levis.
No, before Will Levis. Right?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Dak's an easy win. I just heard Dak. That's not a good quarterback, right? Dak, Trevor Lawrence.
Dak is a good quarterback.
And who else?
Trevor Lawrence and then Skylar Thompson.
Well, Tim Boyle.
Well,
I assume Tua is never going to play again. Right?
I mean, you could make that assumption, but from all accounts, he wants to play. So now, who knows what the neurologist will say?
Or Russell Wilson? You guys could trade for Russ.
They're not trading for Russ.
Davis Mills.
Once again, when's the trade deadline? Like second October.
October.
They're not going to trade for anyone, but by that time, I wouldn't count on Skylar Thompson being the quarterback, no matter who's there.
There's a better chance of him making a position switch than being quarterback again.
You know, it did look a lot more vaunting before the season started. You know, we thought, ooh, Anthony Richardson, ooh, he's, you know, look at all the preseason hype about he's the second quarterback
Trevor
you should take
Lawrence
in fantasy
has,
football.
Trevor Lawrence has weapons.
Yeah. Trevor, you know, it Dak Prescott. Hasn't really been as good as we thought.
Truth be told, Buffalo looks tougher than I expected.
Buffalo's the toughest team you're facing.
You know, this is Buffalo plays the Ravens in what should be one of the best games, probably the best game of the weekend, as we get a little look at. I tell you what, this is a conversation for probably a different time, but Black Twitter had a huge fight yesterday.
What?
Or it was the night before, and it carried into yesterday, and it was Shannon Sharp. And Shannon Sharp was criticizing Lamar Jackson about something because Lamar, you know, they lost the lead in the fourth quarter. And Shannon just made some objective comments about, hey, this can't happen anymore for the Ravens or something like that. And there was a segment on Twitter who came after him directly to his on Twitter and called him a bootlicker. That's the new term for Uncle Tom is bootlicker. They called him bootlicker. They called him, they said he was anti-black. Made a lot of comments. And then, other black people came in and said, well, he's not supposed to have an objective commentary about a quarterback because he's black. And it turned into this big fight, and they were coming, like, people were coming after Shannon. And it was, I'm just sitting there reading, sipping tea, reading
like
all the comments, like Kermit, just reading the comments. And I was like, you know, it didn't great for me because come draft time, you already know me, and the joke is with me and Bucky Brooks that as soon as you have to, because there's a small section of people on Twitter, as soon as you have to evaluate a black quarterback, you know there's going to be some people waiting to call you a racist. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm glad that's on you. I was like, I know. And Dell, like, can't wait, too, for me to have the Shador comment. Shador Sanders.
Oh, I can't wait for Shador.
Well, it's the Shador. I'll see what the tape says, but it's what the executives. I talk to, you know, scouts, sometimes coaches, but mostly scouts, personnel guys, and I get quotes about these guys. I've already got a really rough one on Shador Sanders that I don't even know if they're going to let me use it, the editor. I'm going to put it out there, and he may say, this is too much. So anyway, he said, I can't wait for you to, and Dell, I can't wait for me to put that out there because he knows I'm going to take heat. But I'll fade the heat, whatever. But, I mean, it's going to be rough for a Shannon Sharp to have just an objective opinion about, because they were like, you never come at, one guy goes, you never come after Derek Carr, and Derek Carr, look how big his paycheck is. And I'm like, come after Derek Carr? No offense. I don't care what Derek's, Derek Carr's been in the league since 14. He's not in the national conversation.
Never.
He's not in the narrative. He's, frankly, and I feel bad saying this, but he's irrelevant in pro football.
No, he is.
This is why, like, making a comment, like, you don't say this stuff about Sam Bradford, not Sam Bradford, you're not
Sam
saying
Howell?
This about, no, not Sam Howell, but Derek Carr and then Sam Darnold, and I'm like, and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert. I'm like, hey, I know he has said it about Lawrence, and Trevor Lawrence deserves all the comments.
Yes, he does.
Our show has talked about Justin Herbert, where we feel like, I don't know if you feel this way.
Oh, but I do. I think it's way overrated.
We don't understand where it comes from.
No.
I see the talent and all that stuff, but I feel like people are way too far out there on him. But you know, you should be able to comment on Lamar Jackson.
No, you can't.
Whether you're white or black,
my comments are that Lamar is great.
Lamar is the people's quarterback.
The people's quarterback.
He's the people's quarterback, so watch your mouth at all times about Lamar.
But mm-hmm. Shannon, it must be brutal to be a black commentator, make an objective comment about something in football, and then you get called basically an Uncle Tom. People start talking about him being in the house, shuffling, bootlicker. I'm like, that man just said he needs to close games better in the fourth.
Well,
that, you can't say that.
Well, I need to hear your comments on Derek Carr first. And then I'll make a determination of that, on whether you're being fair
or not. Honestly, Derek Carr. I mean, when's the last time you thought about Derek Carr more than just...
Derek Carr's looked good this year.
Until last week.
It was last week.
Yeah, but there's an anti-black sentiment. Derek Carr.
I knew Derek when he was the little kid on the sidelines with us at the Texans game.
Privilege.
Okay. That's what I knew.
I knew
a kid I helped raise.
And okay. You didn't help do anything.
Well, yeah.
You didn't help do anything.
Okay. That's what I
just
know
that Derek.
I just know this. I know that Coors Light is what I want to drink tonight. And I'm going, I'm going to be playing some golf. And I am going to be drinking some Coors Lights. I can guarantee you of this.
How about people, including Melissa, the great Melissa Blanco, who's in there?
Melissa.
A lot of people didn't recognize, like, a lot of the, especially it seems like female Sam and Abigail and Melissa from Power 105. They said, I've never seen that John before.
Well,
and
because I said, it's the morning.
And it's after golf.
It's after golf. It's after the morning.
And you have some Coors Lights.
Yeah, I have
chance you had had some on Friday.
And you know what? And I think it changes me for the better.
They said they had never seen
that John Granato. Right.
And I was like, I kind of took it for granted. I'm like, you never seen that one?
That's me on
Coors
Light. There's
some shows where that John Granato's popped up.
And I'm a fun guy, okay? And I love me some Coors Lights.
And you challenge people to arm wrestling on Coors Light.
I do. That's where you're damn right I do. And I play some games I shouldn't play, right? I do that as well. So here's the deal. If you want to have some fun, I have fun. I can tell you this. I love me my Coors Lights. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. If you're going to climb on, brother, climb all the way on. Let's go. But drink responsibly. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so... Gary's here. Okay, I want to get Gary's thoughts on...
Hold on. I do want to say, I'm on the video.
Yeah.
Your stuff does look lighter. More like Carolina's colors on that. It's just when you're here in person, it looks Jackson.
No, I'm here in person, and I see Jackson.
I feel from far, and you got a glass.
I'm an Andy Dalton guy, okay? Because he's a white quarterback, and we got to have somebody that's representing us, okay? We need a white quarterback.
You do have Josh Allen.
I'm just doing this for Gary, because Gary's here.
I mean, you've got better options.
I know we do have Josh Allen, but we need more than one.
You got Joe. Not Joe Burrow so much anymore.
Joe looked good. Joe played well.
Win a game. I'm Chris Canty.
Okay.
Win a game, Joe.
Okay, Canty.
Win a game, Joe.
Let's get Gary in here. He wants to talk about Shannon Sharp. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, Josh Allen is my lead for MVP. He's having a hell of a year.
Yeah.
Get that out the way. If he continues this way, Josh Allen deserves MVP this year, playing out of his mind. perfect. So now that we got that out of the way, the difference is, guys, we're taking you guys out of it. You guys, everybody says it from time to time, but when Shannon or Stephen A. or somebody like that, when they're, air quote, analyzing the black or African-American quarterback, or when you guys are analyzing the black or African-American quarterback, you're doing a good job. Thank you. But what Shannon and Stephen A. Smith does from time to time, which you guys never do, they use words like horrible. They use words like calling for their jobs. They use it from time to time. So when we're sitting there listening at the analyzing, case in point, Trevor Lawrence sucks, but they did. This was on a TikTok video, but Shady McCoy and them were on speak. They had a white guest. The white guest, I mean, they went down the line and said, Trevor Lawrence, it's horrible. The three black guys, Ocho, Acho, and the other guy, Jennings. When they get to this white guy, he said, well, I'm not going to say he's playing horrible or he sucks. He's just not having a great year. I'm not saying he's wrong. The way you guys explain it, most white analysts, most, not all, is that you can break them down without insults and still lift up Trevor Lawrence when we know he sucks. But when it comes to the black quarterback, Shannon and Stephen A. Smith undoubtedly use the word. And sometimes Canty, the angry black man, Canty, oh, they talk about the black quarterback with such vitriol. That's all I'm saying.
I want to ask you. Hold on. I want to ask you some questions, Gary, because I'm legitimately interested. Okay, so I grew up with a lot of black friends, and so I'm I understand the comments like
okay,
when it's private.
Qualified.
Hold on. I just want to say the comments when it's private. The comments when it's private are a lot more wide open. Like if you're at the barbershop, guys are going to say guys suck. Yeah. They're not going to lift them up. So are you just more worried about Stephen A. and Shannon having strong opinions about black quarterbacks in the public?
Let me answer that.
Yeah.
Let me answer that because you asked me that question. Take out worry first. You see the words and terminology you use? We're not worried. What we're saying is when we call it analytical, analyzing, air quotes, the quarterback, case in point right now, that quarterback in college, see how you hung around a lot of black people, like you said, great for you, and you're still not getting it. That quarterback that's holding out in college because they were promised this and that. Do you know most white analysts and the black analysts are talking about the institution and the coach? If that was Shadur or anybody African-American, and that's just a fact. Oh, now we're getting the holding out. See, that's why they shouldn't open the gate for them. Them. So take out the words, the worry, and understand if you did hang around them, when you come on to analyze it, you would analyze it. You guys, most white people, analyze it different. You don't call a black quarterback horrible. You don't call Justin Herbert horrible. Well, you know, he needs more weapons and this and this and this. We literally call black quarterbacks, even if they're playing bad and they're playing horrible, you guys.
Hold on. I want to ask Gary about the Gary. Wait, if Gary had a show, and I'm only working off of the phone calls you've made, I mean, I've also heard about keeping it real, being 100, keeping it a buck.
Would Gary
call somebody, if you thought somebody was horrible, would you, if you're doing a show, would you say, man, that guy is horrible? Be honest.
No, let me tell you, keeping it real, you hung around black people. What is that about Dan Orlovsky? I would break it down just like you guys break down a horrible white quarterback that's struggling.
What would you say?
You don't use those words. I would play the same game. I would talk about how they're not their lack of performance. I would talk about the lack of weapons around them, but I would never call for their job. I would analyze. So we can do hypotheticals. I am just seeing if you listen to Dan Orlovsky, if you listen, I'm not saying you guys, take you out of it. The overwhelming majority use terms when they're describing the quarterback. You guys don't get over there. You know what? This guy sucks horrible, and he needs to be.
That's not true. The last three guys I've said suck, they stink. Where in the last 2 weeks, I've said Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, and Will Levis. Because they legitimately stink right now. I'm not calling for anyone's jobs, but I think that I don't care. I honestly, Gary, don't care what color a quarterback is. If he stinks, I got to say he stinks. Now, I will say, I do on sports radio, it's one thing. When I do my draft stuff, I try to keep it way more positive only because we don't know who these guys are going to be. And I do think I owe it to players, and I'm writing scouting reports on, to point out all the good stuff and the areas of concern. I don't even like saying weaknesses, but I don't use nasty terminology or whatever. But on Sports Talk, I don't know. I mean, come on. Stephen A. came up with Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp. Like, this is not for Shannon to say somebody. And Chris Canty went after Joe Burrow the other day, so I don't know about call. Maybe it's because people call him anti-black. He went after Joe Burrow with a comment that, frankly, just was incredibly mistimed after that game.
We got to move on. Gary, we appreciate it. Thanks, man. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. I mostly say he played horribly. I don't like to say he is. Like, when guys say what he's a crap, he's terrible, he's... you know, or whatever. I mean, they're major league, they're NFL players. They're not crappy players. They just play. You could play horribly, but they're top of the line, great athletes.
Do you think that's the ESPN model, though? Be honest.
What?
The ESPN model is to be as polarized
over the
as
top
possible
as you can. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I do.
But I don't think Shannon Sharp is intentionally polarizing.
No, I don't think so either.
Stephen A. will be sometimes, but I mean, that's all Skip did was that was intentional. I think Shannon Sharp calls it exactly how he sees it as a former player. And then you either like it or you don't.
I agree with Gary, though, that he goes over the top. He goes over the top on criticism of players. I agree,
but
not
just black.
Not just black players.
You think that's just
over the? Oh yeah, but they have to go. That's their job, is to be over the top. That's ESPN today.
See, I kind of give them a pass over the top. Well, they're former players. I honestly just kind of give them a pass.
I need to see your papers, though, Lance.
Yeah. I'm walking through. This is like apartheid where I'm walking and you got to see my papers.
I need to see your papers, whether you're certified or not.
Yeah, well, okay. How many black friends did you have? I want to know.
I know you say you're around black people. Yeah, you always say
Carlos Cohn plus Fields.
Carlos doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound black to me.
Carlos R. Cohn, and I signed my name Lance L. Zerline because when Carlos would practice his autograph that he was going to sign when he made it in the league, I said, "Ooh, I like that middle initial in there."
I hear a lot now because of that. I hear a lot of anecdotes. I don't see any papers. Yeah, where are you certified?
Yeah. I want to see pictures too.
Where was I supposed to get my
papers?
I want to
see pictures with black guys.
You keep
how many pictures do you think we had before phones?
You keep referencing all your friends. Yeah. We're going to need some papers because Gary. Yeah. Gary's kind of scoffed at your notion, okay. So I would like some certification.
Well, I went to Lamar Consolidated before. Mm. Like, we were like a third. White, black, Hispanic.
Once again.
Asian was not big at Lamar Consolidated when I graduated. We were like a third.
Had more black guys at Kincaid.
Well, wow.
Do you know, you'll like this, our basketball team, I am the one who lined us up white, black.
These are stories.
Really?
Once again,
so I guess I thought you said you don't see color.
I integrated.
So you do see
we colors. Also had conversations about
and then you went, okay, now what number are you? Evens over here, odds over there.
No, and Ann Ruska, we
talked about black.
We talked about butts. We had the conversation like, why do white boys not think Ann Ruska is not more fine
who's
than
Ann,
y'all do?
Who's Ann Ruska?
She was a swimmer, and she had thighs.
At your school? Or
yeah, at my school.
Who knows who
and Rodney
Ruska
and them.
Is.
Well, I'm telling you the story.
Ann Ruska's
well, yeah, no, sorry, we had Ann specific Ruska. Questions about why do white boys like this girl when she has no ass? That's whenever I was realizing, what are we doing here?
Well,
this girl's hot.
That's funny.
And then as I got older, I realized,
John, if you,
that's why y'all
talking,
like Ann Ruska.
He keeps talking, but we still have seen or no evidence.
Where do
no
I get my paper? Do you
yeah,
get
no, it need, at, we need your papers.
Well, do you get it at the DMV well, or where do you
listen,
get it?
You keep making listen, references.
As a German, you should always be carrying papers with you.
Jesus. Says the dead Italian dictator Mussolini in the street who was slaughtered by his own people for
I'm sure others. He had his papers on him.
He may have.
Right. What's that listed under?
Is that does that say I have many what's black friends? Is that German? Is that German?
What's it listed under?
Is that German
my,
for?
This is my whole point.
I had black
this
friends.
This is my whole point. I don't care about if you think I have black friends or not. I don't care. I grew up where I grew up. And I watched all Spike Lee movies, so I learned all this stuff about good and bad hair, see if I care, all this cultural stuff. And then I realized a lot of other white people didn't know it. And so, like, I realized, and then you get comments like this, LZ, you're supposed to keep our black Twitter business in-house. It's like there's a whole subculture of don't let anyone else know.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
These are the talking points. And I find it fascinating. Like, you should be able to just have whatever conversations you want. You came in here like, you need to keep that. Don't you need to keep it off the
we
radio.
We need to talk baseball. On the other side, we're talking Astros baseball and who they might play. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I hope Trevor Lawrence.
Well, what's your friends look like?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Big baseball weekend. The final weekend of the season, and it's all come down to this. The Twins and the Mariners are out of it. The Twins are all but out of it. Their magic number is one. They're out. Okay. Good. Twins lose to, they got the Orioles this weekend, too. The Orioles need just one more win to tie up the home field advantage in the wild
card. But the Orioles need three more wins to go over their total for the season of 90 and a half wins.
Oh, okay. Of 90.
So they've still got something to play
and
for.
They got, what was theirs?
90 and a half.
Ooh,
and they're
they
at 88.
They're at 88.
So they got to take three. So the Orioles have a lot to
this
play
has been
for.
A, there's no team, you know, nobody's going to hit 100.
Where's the 105 win team this year?
None,
yeah,
none.
It's nothing. I noticed that a few weeks ago, and I'm like, wow, this is.
No, it's weird.
This is a strange season.
Well, there's more good teams. So here's the deal. The Royals and Tigers are tied at 85 and 74. The Twins are out of it. Okay, so that's done. So you have to figure what's going to happen this weekend. Well, the Tigers have the White Sox, but the White Sox are making a stand. They refuse to lose the 121st game, which would make them the worst team in baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to lose. So there's some fight left in them White Sox. So the Tigers have the White Sox. The Royals have the Braves. And the Braves are one game out of the wild card.
Well, this is a fight.
This is a
true fist fight.
So there's two series this weekend that are going to that everything comes down to. The Braves and Royals and the Padres and the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are tied with the Mets and Braves are one back. Padres need a win to secure the home field advantage in the first round, in the wild card round. The Mets need to keep on winning. The Mets have the Nationals this weekend. The Mets have the Brewers this weekend. And they need to win. And they need a win to hold off the Braves and Diamondbacks. There's still a fight. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but the Yankees have only a one game lead over the Guardians for best record. Now the Yankees hold the tiebreaker, so their magic number is just one. They need one win, but the Guardians have held tough. The Astros play the Guardians, and they don't have anything. The Astros don't have anything to play for. They're locked in to hosting the wild card game against either Kansas City or Detroit. If you had to be a betting man, Royals playing the Braves and the Tigers playing the White Sox.
The Royals are going to catch Chris Sale, who's going to win Triple Crown in the strikeouts, wins, ERAs in the National League.
Right.
They ain't winning that game.
Well, advantage. See, look at what the Astros did. They're throwing Blanco tonight and Verlander tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to set up. Now, while, you know, they don't get home field advantage, they still are able to set up their rotation.
Look how many games
look
off
at
that
what
is.
The Mets and Braves have to do.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not decided by then, they have to play a doubleheader on Monday in Atlanta. A doubleheader right before the playoffs start. How about that rotation that you can't set up?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to waste. And God forbid it's a bullpen game.
You got to just get in, though.
You have to get in. You have to throw everybody at it. But then you go and you have to fly to San Diego to play them. How's that? When they're able to pretty much set up their rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Although they need one more win. They need one more win, but other than that, they can pretty much set up the way they want to for the postseason. So this is. I mean, you want to talk about horrific for the Mets and the Braves having to face. Well, the Mets have to go up to Milwaukee and play them. Not easy. And the Braves have to play Kansas City just to get into the playoffs. And then a possible doubleheader against the Mets to get in. That is, that sucks. While we're rich and they're poor.
I don't care. Why are you telling me about poverty teams' problems?
Right. While we're rich and they're poor, we've got it set up. Is it going to be? I mean, one of the questions in the Houston Chronicle, I have five questions about the postseason this morning, and we can get to them.
John, can you tell me first?
One of them is whether or not Verlander is on this roster.
No. Look how far they pushed him now. He's going to have 8 days rest by the time he pitches again. No, you said Saturday?
He's pitching Saturday.
Yeah, so he'll have 7 days rest.
He pitched last Friday, and he's pitching Saturday, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you weren't going to pitch him in a big series against the Mariners. You couldn't pitch him.
They say, well, he's not even – we're not going to put him on the roster because he's not a – not a bullpen pitcher, no. And he just started.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we're not –
That's
like,
why they moved him. That's why they pushed him.
Yeah, we're just going to – we can't put Justin on. The only reason we're not putting him on the playoff roster, obviously, is because he's a starter, and it's a short series, and he's not a bullpen
the
pitcher.
The writing is on the wall for him
when
they move Blanco up because they want to make sure he has more rest for the postseason. That's the writing on the wall for Justin Verlander.
Good point.
And you know what? I think Justin Verlander will be on the divisional round roster. But he's not. He can't be. There's no reason to put him on the wild card round. If it's only just for respect, no. You might need that one arm out of the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and he's not a bullpen guy, especially if he's pitching Saturday.
Right.
There's no way. So one of the questions is who the Astros are going to play. It's probably going to be Kansas City. We shall see. How many starting pitchers make the roster? Well, I think Arrigetti and Blanco go to the bullpen. No, would you be if it's the sixth inning, or would you mind if all of a sudden he calls to the bullpen and it's Spencer Arrigetti as opposed to King or Ort or I mean
Ort?
I knew he'd do that. I mean,
honestly, no. The Astros have been built on that premise. 17, 22. Well, not 22 as much, but I've seen that play. I like that episode of the series where I love that Netflix series where the starters become the relievers. Yeah, that's way better. Way better.
Let me ask you this question.
I don't want King. I don't want Scott now. I mean, Scott used to be better.
No, and he ain't now. And he ain't
I don't want.
Actually, I would much prefer seeing Spencer Arrigetti coming
Neris,
in as opposed to Scott.
I don't want. I'm not sure I want Neris even on the roster.
Yeah, right. No.
Because then they might pitch him.
A Blanco or Arrigetti should be your first choice before Abreu, Presley, and Hader.
Yeah, 100%. Your first choice, not because of them, but they're your first bullpen choice.
Yes, your first bullpen. If you have to go in the sixth inning, I would much rather see Blanco.
For an inning, no. I like him I kind of like him held over for somebody only goes five, gets. I like him as a two-inning option. Frankly, I'll be honest.
Well, you know what, though?
I would rather see Blanco work three innings, and Ryan, personally.
And listen, his leash is short. We saw that in the last game.
You're talking about
in a big game.
Presley.
Yeah. Presley's leash is short because two outs. He had one more out to get, and Espada went out there and got him and said, no, we're going to bring in Josh Hader. Who has since August 1st, can you name your four best hitters, your best OPS since August 1st?
Since August 1st, probably.
With double-digit at-bats, double-digit plate appearances.
That's it? Maybe, actually, is Hayward, are you going to say Hayward?
Nope.
Okay. Because he's actually got an OPS in the 800s. Are you going to say Singleton?
Singleton's fourth.
Yeah.
So how do you go about, it'll be interesting to see how he goes about first base. If there's a lefty on the mound, you can put Yiner or Caratini there because Caratini will switch hit. If there's a righty on the mound, do you play Singleton? And I think the answer is yes. He's come up with some big hits too.
Well, so you need – well, I guess a lot of it depends on if Yordan's playing or not. Because if Yordan doesn't play, then why not use your bullpen – I mean, why not use your DH on having Caratini with the catcher and Yiner at the Caratini catching and Yiner at first base.
Yiner at first. Yeah, you can play Yiner at first. You know what? I don't know if he's going to want to play Tucker every day in the outfield. That's another thing, whether or not he's got to save his legs.
You could DH him if you want, but they'll play him. In
if Alvarez isn't around, then you can DH Tucker, but then you're weak. He says, Espada said, actually, Jake Myers is his everyday center fielder.
I'm not listening to that. But what about Yiner? What about Yiner DH?
He's the manager. He makes out the lineup. I don't know if you heard.
I think Singleton is a subpar first baseman. From a digging the ball.
I think he
could have dug a couple of those.
He's better at it now. Caratini's done a really nice job over there.
But Whitcomb, he could have done a better job. He could have saved Whitcomb an error.
He could have saved him an error. He could have saved him an error.
He's not. Yeah, he's not.
But he's not played Yuli a pretty good first base this year.
He's been all right. I don't think he's going to rescue a lot of stuff in the dirt. I mean, he'll rescue some, but not the tougher ones. Yuli used to.
Well, Yuli handled everything. Yeah, you know. And he says Jake Myers is now. He did start Dubon when Fromber was on the mound. So maybe in game one, Dubon plays center field. We shall see. So there are all kinds of things to be decided this weekend. Keep an eye on that Atlanta-Kansas City series and that San Diego-Arizona series.
What happened to the country I live in?
It's got
giant college football weekend. Got the NFL. We got to watch out of town baseball matchups.
Yeah,
what kind of country?
That's right.
What kind of show is this?
What are you talking about? It's playoff baseball.
It's
about to be decided.
Yet. Whoever shows up is going to get their ass kicked anyway by the Astros. Let's move it along. We got football to
talk
about.
Houston is all systems go.
Man, out here talking. Hey, direct your attention from football to see what these out-of-town baseball teams are going to do.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? Doesn't matter who walks in here.
I mean, I'm sorry. Are we in October yet, John?
No.
Then why are we talking baseball?
What are we doing?
We're not in October yet.
It's a long season. There's still a lot to go. Okay.
Not for us.
Which is it too early to decide how good a guy is this season? Well, there's only 159 games played.
Well, you can't.
Verlander has one more start to decide how good he is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Verlander's got one more.
Yeah.
And we still know.
You can find out. Now.
I know how good Gulf Coast Windows are. I know that. I know how good. I know what the best is. Like Del was saying, they're going to kick everybody else's ass. They're just going to walk. Gulf Coast Windows just walks in and kicks everybody else's ass, all the other windows in the whole world, okay? That's what they do. They have the best windows in the market, period. They've got Jim Fiume, who's been doing this for 36 years. He's a veteran of the industry. He knows this game. He's put in so many replacement windows from here to Galveston to all over the area. If you can hear us, Gulf Coast Windows will go there. You got to know this. You're getting the best window in the market. You got to know this. You ain't getting some slappy window that is not going to be put in perfectly. Everything about this is first class. Everything about Gulf Coast Windows is going to be the best. So if you're building a home, you want the best window. You want to be, you want it to be soundproof. You want it to make sure that the air conditioning doesn't leak out. You want it to be secure. Okay. Security, privacy, and frankly, luxury. They're beautiful windows and doors. Doors are a kind of a big deal too. So when you're in the market, you got to go. There's one place that you have to stop. It's Gulf Coast Windows. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you happen to see the video of Jonathan Greenard with all the false starts?
Yeah, he was thrilled. He was enjoying all
of
it.
He was laughing. It was a three straight false starts. He's like, run it on one. Just snap so you can actually snap the ball.
You guys are embarrassing yourselves out
here. You're embarrassing yourselves.
Even I don't want you to keep false starting. I actually want to, get a play in.
Jonathan Greenard knew... Dream Shake says, I'm sure Greenard knew about the false starts. He practices with them all the time. He was on the team. He saw Laremy Tunsil Falls start every game.
He watched them in games, dude.
Yes, that's all you don't have. It's not practice. You just watch him in games. He false starts all the time. Everybody knows about Laremy Tunsil false starting, but it's fixed now.
They've addressed it.
It's fixed.
That's what D'Amico Ryan said. They have addressed it.
It's all fixed now.
And then he said, we'll see on Sunday.
Yeah, we shall see on Sunday.
And we have
people. If he false starts at home again.
Well, why would that be off the table?
A half. Over, under.
Over.
Over.
He ain't going to stop. You can't break that habit
in a matter of days.
He's had games where he didn't false start before.
Nope.
Never happened. Even when he.
You're misremembering.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Some serious stuff to worry about. Tank Dell, once again, did not practice. He got hurt late in the game.
Yeah.
And Nico Collins was limited with the hamstring.
That Tank, boy, he is a durable fella.
And then you've got the two top running backs still aren't practicing.
And what's your point about all this? Negative Nelly.
I'm just pointing out all I'm pointing out is I thought the Texans would win when I thought they would have all their pieces. Now I'm a little less confident if we're talking about Nico. He was limited with the hamstring, so you never know how that's going to go. Is Tank going to be on the practice field today?
Tank ain't going to be there. Diggs better have his best game ever.
Well, he likes targets.
Diggs, let's go.
I didn't think the Mechie Hutchinson-Diggs trio is what I was going to be looking forward to on a Sunday.
Wow. Woods.
Yeah, and Robert
Here comes
Woods.
Woods.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to that.
Let's get Tony in here. This is a quick segment. We're playing Beat the Warehouse Live guy on the other side. What do you say, Tony?
Hey, I wanted to just invite Coog and really the whole thing that's going to come out tomorrow and take part stuff in that. I really enjoyed it.
I can't wait. Tony.
Hold on. Call
speak
back.
Speak into your phone.
Yeah,
it's really bad. We can't understand what you're saying.
How about now?
Yeah,
it's better.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to just invite Houston and really the whole city to come out and take part in a pastime that I've really enjoyed with my family and my whole life, and that's rooting against Iowa State. It's really a good time. There's everything from their coach who flips tires and hype videos. He's got 10 pounds of teeth and a 5-pound mouth to just their whole program is comprised of the weird guy you played high school sports with, but he was a jock, but he didn't quite fit in. Just do questionable stuff like kiss his mom, on the mouth after games, or pull his pants down to his ankles at a urinal. That's the kind of guys that Ohio State rolls out there. So
Iowa State.
Yeah. Remember who you hate.
Not Ohio State.
Iowa State.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's all blurred together. But yeah, I would say, come root against those guys. Cougs are only 14-point dogs. I definitely think they can cover that. So go Cougs.
Well, appreciate that, Tony, and thanks for the lead in because we do have a couple tickets to give away. If you want to go root against Iowa State. Because
your
coach has 10-pound teeth and a 5-pound mouth.
Never heard that phrase.
Pants around his ankles at the urinal.
When he wants to urinate, call in. Caller 573-780-3776. Wants a pair of tickets to watch the Cougs tomorrow against Iowa State.
Jocks who don't quite fit in.
Yes. If you want to see hard-hitting action against jocks who don't really fit in, remember, call in. But also, it's Family Night Special. If you don't win from us, 4 tickets. 4 dogs, 4 drinks for just $50. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get those tickets. Come early, be loud, wear red. Caller 5 right now.
Caller 5 tickets. Right now. Let's go. All right, we got Beat the Warehouse guy next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What they're going to give you is winners. And where you got to play it, at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Love MyBookie. You'll love MyBookie. It's such an easy site. I don't know if you've never been in the in the game as far as gambling, as far as a bookie website. Well, my bookie is so easy. It is so simple. There's nothing to it, okay? Now, put in there as much as you can. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill your family. Put in there as much as you can, but they'll double your deposit to make it so that you can play more. You get so much more playability out of my bookie than you do the other sites, because they're going to double your money on your initial deposit there. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, but you got to put in the promo code BET975 and double that money up. And also get your free picks on Thursday. You took Giants last night, get a free pick. What? and you don't have to pay for it. You know, if you lose, you don't pay. That's sweet. And then you got MyBookie Plus, which is the more you play, the higher the tier you get into, and the more giveaways you get. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Great site, easy to use. Now's the time, best time ever, to join MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.